Once again, welcome to The Good Stuff. Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Mike and Kim along with you. And we are certainly glad that you tuned in today. And I know your local station is also glad that you're listening to them as well. Tri-State Livestock News, unlike any other publication, they provide comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. They're the cattleman's publication, no exceptions. So, what's your story? Do you value the livestock industry? Is that who you are? Well, then you want to get a subscription to Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com, or Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Mike, I have a poem I'm going to share by Mikey Van Winkle from Wood Lake, Nebraska, and it's called Max. My sweet little dog Max, long hair, black eyes, and nose, wins the hearts of everyone wherever he goes. He was a college dog that came home for the summer, but when the year resumed for some reason or another, he couldn't further his education. He had to stay with us. It's like he had to miss the proverbial school bus. The first time Jim laid eyes on him, he said, "I must be drinking. Rayleigh, we live on a ranch. He's white. What are you thinking?" But over the years, he's been here for 14, give or take. He's definitely the boss man. To that, there is no mistake. He's had his share of mishaps. A mule once got him down. He was so broken up, he couldn't make a trip to town. But he's so little and mighty, his lives exceed the nine. Within a week or two, he was carousing the ranch just fine. You see, he has a mission, and that's to keep a guard. And this he does every day from his rounds out in the yard. Once Jim was in the shower and he heard quite a noise. Little Max was taking on a coyote. To him, he was deployed. Jim knew it would be instant death, but the coyote got confused. Seeing Jim run with only a towel probably got him amused. Max was so proud, thinking he'd chased the coyote away, but he lived to have an encounter that happened another day. Actually, it was night and we were sleeping in our bed. When he wants outside, he moves around and walks on top of our heads. Jim let him out. I heard a yell, and then I heard a shot. Jim said, "I think a coyote's got him in the calving lot." Rushing outside, I was distraught. I knew he would be dead, but here he staggered through tall grass, coyote slobbers on his head. We picked him up and rushed him home, stickers head to toe. We laid him out to breathe his last and quietly let him go. But little dogs who weigh 8 pounds are tougher than you'd think, and only the gods of little dogs keep them from the brink. To this it was a wonder, to me it was a query. He's the only reason I've taken to rabies series. Speaking of God and miracles, you know we've had a few. This involves an airplane and a man that old Max knew. When Jim came home from the hospital, destined to his chair, Max sat with him day and night to show how much he cared. His master was in pain. Max recalled the pain he'd had. To Jim, he was a savior, a living, breathing heating pad. Max's latest encounter involves a coon at night who must have come too close to the house. Then there was a fight. His little leg was chewed on. We took him to the vet. Now he's home. He's doing okay. His leg ain't right yet. But still he makes his rounds. His eyesight is real poor. Sometimes he seems to forget which direction is the door. His little joints are getting stiff. His bladder cannot wait. His hearing is going fast, but as humans can relate. He's earned his stripes. He's earned his stars. To him we owe a debt. We let him keep the ranch safe, 'cause he ain't done here yet. He now is only 6 pounds and he's really, really old, but he still has a spirit and his story is still being told. So when you come to visit, you have to drive in slow. Little Max will greet you. He'll be putting on a show. You'll hear his bark. You'll wonder what on earth could make that sound. But then you'll see it's just old Max, 7 inches from the ground. This little ball of fluff is life-changing, but all the while, we remember back to younger days and regard them with a smile. We wonder what would happen. We think about it maybe. If daughter had been brought home for us, a college baby. That again is titled Max by Mikey Van Winkle. And dear Max has passed on to dog heaven, but he certainly left a mark on, I'm guessing, a lot of people.
A lot of people that knew Max. And thanks for sharing that, Mikey and Jim and Rayleigh and the group there. And if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.